بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد الحمد لله one of the most commonly recited surahs by every believer is surely surah yasin every believer should try to recite surah yasin every day in their lives and this ramadan inshallah we will try to understand the meaning the translation and a bit of the tafsir of surah yasin every day for a few minutes, inshallah, not longer than 5 minutes. When it comes to Surah Yasin, then we find that the virtues of Surah Yasin are very, very great. It is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recited Surah Yasin 1,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth, together with Surah Taha. When the angels heard the Surah being recited, they said, blessings upon the Ummah, upon whom the Quran Sharif will be revealed. Blessing for those hearts that will memorize the Quran Sharif. And blessings for those tongues that will recite the Quran. Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity. Allah has blessed us with the Quran. And we are at the beginning of the month of Ramadan. May Allah give us the tawfiq to recite abundant Quran Sharif in this month of Ramadan. And every morning ensure that we recite Surah Yasin. That person that recites Surah Yasin in the morning, the hadith says, قُضِيَتْ حَوَائِجُهُ All his needs for the day will be fulfilled. That person that recites Surah Yasin at night, then if he passes away, he will pass away as a martyr. On a Thursday night, if a person recites Surah Yasin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins. On a Friday, if a person recites Surah Yasin together with Surah Safat, which comes thereafter, and makes dua, then his du'as will be accepted. Surah Yasin has many names, Mun'imah, Rafi'ah, Khafidah, and it is the heart of the Qur'an. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that it is my desire that the heart of the Qur'an should be in the heart of every believer. We make niyat now, 83 verses. 83 verses make niyat. If we haven't memorized Surah Yasin, then inshallah, inshallah, we will memorize Surah Yasin. Let us all make intention. And why is it called the heart of the Qur'an? Ulama say because the main theme of Surah Yasin is to establish and to prove and to show that the life after death is a reality. And this is the belief of a Muslim. Without this belief, a person cannot be a Muslim. Belief in the akhirat and belief in life after death. And the kuffar, they didn't have this belief. They wanted to live their lives in this world according to their whims and fancies. Do as they like, when they like and how they like. No fear of accountability and no fear of consequence. However, a believer is very, very focused. And in front of him he has the akhirat and the life after death. Therefore, he will keep in mind the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the injunctions of deen, the rules of Islam, because he has this goal in front of him, he has life after death, he has akhirat in front of him, so he is working towards that. Inshallah, he'll be successful in attaining his goal. A disbeliever, an atheist, a person that has no belief of akhirat, then he will live his life for this world, and he will want to do whatever he wants to do. Among the virtues of Surah Yasin, it is mentioned that person that will read one Surah Yasin, Allah will give him the reward of 10 Qur'ans. And it is mentioned, recite it over your dead, those that are going to pass away. Allah will make the pangs of death easy for them. When we go to the Qabristan also, then we recite Surah Yasin. And they say, whatever need a person recites Surah Yasin for, Allah will fulfill that need. To the extent, if a person has yaqeen and he is hungry, and he reads Surah Yasin, Allah can even fulfill his hunger. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, we'll start and commence the surah tomorrow. Subhanallah.